Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Then he goes on to say, surely he'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's all the traps that the enemy had set for you. Said out loud, I'll be delivered from every one of them. Said, he'll cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth will be your shield and buckler. You'll not be afraid. Say it out loud, I'll not be afraid. For the terror by night, or for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. What about all that? What was the thing about all that? I won't be afraid of it. Come on, say it, I won't be afraid of it. I won't be afraid of it. Yeah, but it's happening. Yeah, but it's happening. Yeah, but I won't be afraid of it. Why? Verse 7. 1,000 may fall at my side. 10,000 may fall at my right hand. But it will not come near me. And it's not because I think I'm so amazing. It's because I just have confidence that God will keep me. He's with me. He's for me. Now, if you don't believe that, it's going to make you vulnerable. It's going to make you exposed. If you say, well, yeah, but now, yeah, I know it, but some bad things have happened to some good people, and you just never know. You're in danger. You are exposed because you don't believe the Bible. You don't believe, well, I believe God can do anything if He wants to. Well, you don't believe the Bible. That's not what He told you to believe. Would it be all right to read verses out of Psalms and believe it just like it's written and speak it over yourself just like, would it be all right to do that? If not, where are you getting yours from? If this is not what you want, come on, say it out loud. Somebody needs to say it. I mean, with the stuff going on in the world, do you need to say this or not? You say it out loud, 1,000 may fall at my side. 10,000 may fall at my right hand. But it shall not come near me. Why? Well, let's keep reading it. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. You'll see it, but it won't happen to you. Why? Because you've made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you. Would it be all right to just believe this right off the page? Neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. I don't care what kind of plague it might be, it's covered in any plague. Say it out loud, no evil will befall me. Neither shall any plague come near my house or where I'm living. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. That's everywhere you go. That's everywhere you go. They'll bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Is this just nice sounding literature?
No.
Or is this the truth?
True.
You believe it?
Yes.
Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Somebody say, well, I'm afraid of falling.
No.
Then you're going to fall.
Yes,
yes,
right.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid of somebody breaking into my house. I'm afraid of having a car wreck. I'm afraid. Is that what this said? Is that what he said? I'm afraid. Oh, Lord, I'm afraid of that plague. I'm afraid of that arrow. I'm afraid. Oh, y'all pray for me. That does little good, praying like that. Because it's a prayer contrary to the Bible. It's a prayer of unbelief. Said out loud, he's given his angels charge concerning me.
They will keep me
in all my ways.
They will keep me
in all my ways. They will keep me
in all my ways.
They will pick me up
in their arms,
lest I hurt myself. How many believe an angel could literally just give you a little bit of help, keep you from falling? Man, Phyllis and I have seen it. You have too. I remember years ago, we were driving somewhere, having a conversation. It was a four lane, two on this side, two on this side, a big median in the middle with a mound of, you know, grass and trees. And the traffic was moving pretty quick. We're just sitting there talking in our car, driving down the road. All at once, I saw this dirt flying up in the air and all this stuff. And I look up here, and there is this SUV that is completely out of control. It's coming up over the median, and other cars have already been hit. It's coming right toward us. Yeah. Right toward us. And we didn't have time to pray. We didn't have time to hardly say anything. We said, Jesus. And I mean, I don't know how it happened. Faster than you can blink your eye, we're on the other side of it. It went through the lane and hit some other things. We didn't get a scratch. I don't know how he got by us. He's right there. What happened? What happened? How do you explain it? Well, people just try to explain it away. Something, we saw it. It's right here. It defies the laws of physics. Yeah. There wasn't enough time or space for him to go around us. How did it happen? Just a year or so ago, we're out somewhere, and if I get an opportunity, I like to ride motorbikes in places that I hadn't seen before, motorcycles. And we had a day or two off, and so I got a motorcycle, and we rode it up through the mountains. Great fun. And I was in the lead, and a couple of guys was behind us. Mike was one of them. And this giant turkey. I mean, he must have been this big. I mean, they get big. I mean, he's a big turkey. We're out in the wilderness, in the wild, and up in the mountainous area. This dude comes flying at full bore speed, and the next thing I know, I'm looking him right in the eye. I thought, he's big enough. He's going to knock me off his motorcycle. Next thing I know, he didn't even touch me. We got up to the side. We pulled off. Them guys said, I don't know how he didn't hit you. How did that turkey not hit you? How did he not hit you? He was right there. He was going full bore. And just like I didn't even feel the wind of him go by. I didn't feel a brush of a wing or feather. Or how? Well, the Lord got me back so I could preach to you some more. I reckon that's it. That's a wild thing anyway. How many of you got a story? Come on, how many of you got a story? I know you do. I know you do. Well, why wouldn't the Lord just keep doing it? Why wouldn't he just keep doing it for you? Why would he quit? Why would he not do it? Say it out loud. They'll bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. We'll tread down the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. We'll trample underfoot. Now, this is the verse I wanted to get to, but all this is good. Why? Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Why? Because he has known my name. He set his love on me, God says, and I'm going to deliver him. Now, I want you to see how this language is and get religion off of your head. What God say? I will deliver him. Did he say I might sometimes?
No.
We'll just have to see.
I will.
What else did he say? I'll set him on high.
Yeah.
I'll deliver him and I'll set him on high. Why? Because he loves me.
Because he knows
and he knows my name.
Yeah.
He loves me and He trusts me. He'll call on me, verse 15, and I will answer Him. Could you count on this? Could you count? Come on, say it out loud. He will answer me. Come on, say it again. He will answer me. What did the Lord say? I will be with Him in trouble. Isn't that what we're talking about? The Lord's with us. He's on our side. He's for us. He said, I'll be with Him. Where? In trouble. Now, if there's anywhere you want Him to be with you, it's in trouble. I know you'd rather never have any. So would I. But if you find yourself in some, who are you going to call? No, I haven't seen the movie. I just... But who are you going to call? I'll tell you who you need to call. And He already said He would answer. He already said He would pick up. But see, many people say, well, yeah, but you just never know. See, you believe that more than you believe this. Are there a lot of Christians, they believe all that stuff more than they believe the Bible? Just what we were talking about earlier. They've made this of no effect in their life. You don't want this of no effect in your life. You want this in full effect in your life. I'll be with Him. Where? In trouble. What else did He say? I will deliver Him and honor Him. Similar thing to what He just said before. I'll be with Him, I'll save Him, I'll help Him, and I'll lift Him up. Yes. I'll be with Him in trouble. Didn't you say, He'd say, now remember, I'm here and watch you while you spiral down the drain. Don't forget, though, I'm here. No. I'll be with Him. Come on, read it out loud. Do you believe the Bible, saints? Yes. He'll call on me. Mm-hmm. What'll happen? Is this for everybody? No, it's not. It's for those that call on Him, believe in Him, trust Him. It could be for everybody. But you can't just skip all of these previous verses. What did He say? Because He set His love on me. He knows my name. He trusts me. And He's saying, you are my fortress. I live under your shadow. This is definitely somebody that believes in God. I'll be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me